One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and holy cow, what a start to the NFL Week 17 with the chaos that ensued on Saturday night with the Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions. Whew! I don't know what the hell I saw, Mike Wilson. I really don't know what the hell I saw. But the Cowboys come away 2019 with the victory, and it is what it is at the end of the day. But wow, what a start to Week 17 in the NFL. Dolphins, Ravens later on today. Woo! Take a breath, everybody, and the bowl games are about to get super serious because we know what's coming tomorrow and the next day, and which, by the way, want to say it early before I forget. Happy New Year, people. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm here to report for work. I'm just reporting so everybody knows that I'm here, so, you know. Wow, yeah, you're talking about that Dallas game on Saturday night, man. That was crazy, but Week 17 is here. Dolphins, Ravens, we got NBA. We can talk about anything, Dorf, so let's get this party going.
Yeah, amazing stuff happening all around us in the sports world. We're never amazed at what we see because we continue to be dazzled and absolutely mind-boggling stuff that happens. It's insanity. We'll get into it on the other side. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing. Until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Craving a guilt-free snack? Check out 100calsnacks.com for a treat that's 100% natural and free from added sugars. These surprisingly filling snacks are a tasty blend of low carbs, high protein, and fiber. And if the taste doesn't win you over, we'll give you your money back. Visit 100calsnacks.com. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Indulge in a superfood-packed energy boost for just 100 calories. That's right. The tastiest and most nutritious guilt-free goodness is at 100calsnacks.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, guiding you through this Sunday morning, live always from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clocks. Wherever you may or may not be, I have no idea where you are, but we do appreciate the people who check us out in New Zealand, Australia, the UK, man. We love you people, so keep doing it. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. For Mike on XYZ, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike, so I was literally watching the end of that ball game with the Cowboys and the Lions, and I watched him run a play three times. Okay, one time, allegedly, they lined up a guy in the wrong spot, ineligibly, or something along those lines, whatever they made up at that moment in time. And then the next play, Micah Parsons goes across the line, so they give him half the distance back, right? Because they're that close to the end zone, so it's half a distance back. Then, super stubborn Dan Campbell decides, "Hey, look, let's go for it for the third frickin' time." Okay, so
yeah, no kidding.
What I'm trying to say is, like, at some point, you got to be reasonable, and you can't continue to just throw the dice out there on the craps table, okay? So you didn't get it the first time, which you probably should have. You didn't get it the second time because whatever, the play just didn't work out. And then the third time, you go for it again. Why not just kick the damn extra point and put the game into overtime, Mike Wilson? I don't know. I'm no rocket scientist or anything, but what the hell happened to just putting the damn points on the board, bro?
He had a Brandon Staley moment, is what that guy had last night. I mean, it was just insane. I mean, I'm sitting there watching, like you, watching the end of the game, just going, "What? You just need a point. Get it to overtime. Take your chances in the overtime. You know, and just take the points." And it is amazing how, analytics just has overtaken some of these coaches' heads with this. And
It's immensely frustrating for people like you and me, where we're just like, this is common sense. Here's what you need to do in this spot. Kick the extra point, go to overtime, play some defense, make a play or two, and win the game. Not just leave it out all on the field three times in a row. And let's say, just for argument's sake, that the refs screwed up, you know, that call. And it looks like they did. So I get why you would go for it in certain circumstances. You go for two. You got more time left on the clock. You can take some time out, stop the clock, you know, all those kind of things. But in that spot, kick the damn extra point and get to overtime and take your chances in overtime. I just think sometimes these coaches, Andy, and you and I have talked this ad nauseum, are trying to outthink the room. They're trying to outsmart themselves. And it's just one of those things where these coaches are costing themselves and their team the organization wins.
I agree. You know, and we can even go before Detroit got the ball back, right? What the hell was that? What the hell was Dak in Dallas doing? What was Fat Mike doing, man?
Right.
Run the frickin' ball.
Right.
Make these guys use their frickin' timeouts. I don't even know what the right word is, because it's stupidity beyond stupidity. And then both guys were dumb, but the one guy got away with it because Detroit was dumber. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy, dude.
Right, man. Right.
It's just crazy. If you don't succeed once, you try again. If you don't succeed, you just keep trying, I guess. I don't know. But look, man, yeah, on so many levels, it was bad, man. Whether the officials blew it or Detroit should have just kicked the damn extra point, at a certain point, I think they both screwed up, okay? Right? Like, seriously. They should never have lost the game, okay? They should never have lost the game. But then, knowing what had happened, you just needed to regain your composure, and they never did that. So that's something to watch, I think, come playoff time, man. Are we going to see these bonehead-type things happening in playoff time? And then the other part of it is we want them to get the calls right, okay? Like, I'm seeing peewee football stuff happening week in and week out in just about every game, okay? It's like, what's going on here? We're watching professionals, or at least we think we are. So why in the hell can't they go out there and actually act like a professional? You know what I'm saying? They can be mad, they can be upset, and they can all that stuff. And I get it, but for some weird reason, there was confusion and there was chaos on that. And quite frankly, I watched that video so many times. It's a little difficult to know who's checking in. I'm sorry, but I watched it so many times, and I don't know who was reporting and who wasn't reporting. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So what the video we saw, it's really, really hard to know what the hell even transpired. And in the official's mind, like, at that moment in time, things are happening really, really quick. So if the guy made a mistake, I could see that, right? And it was partially because it almost seemed like he couldn't even see the guy, correct?
From the video, yeah. Here's what I'm understanding about that. Like, you don't necessarily have to go up to the ref and go, I'm reporting. Like, I'm eligible on this play. Like, I'm reporting. There's a lot of players that have come out and offensive linemen that have come out and said, all you have to do is kind of it's like swipe your jersey, like swipe it up and down a few times, so you're not giving away the potential of the play and giving the defense the key. And like, oh, hey, 92 is reporting, so okay, watch this guy. So the league lets them rub their jerseys up and down, the offensive linemen, to be a little bit more low key about it. about reporting, and I don't know, dude. I mean, that one call, Detroit's probably going to be the third seed, and now because of that call, I mean, there's a lot of people out there, and I'm not saying I'm one of them, but there's a lot of people out there going, that one botched penalty call could cost them, you know, maybe being a second seed and getting a home playoff game in the second round. Type of deal, and they'd have to go on the road. So, you know, I agree with you, Andy, but there are so many of these types of mistakes every single week in almost any given game, whether it's a big game or a game between two teams that are not going anywhere. It just boggles my mind what the refs are seeing and how they're interpreting the rules to apply the rules when they have to. I mean, it's crazy, and it's unfortunate, but at the end of the day, for me, Andy, it really boils down to Detroit just kick the damn extra point, and you get to live another day. You know, you get to take a chance in overtime. That's really what it came down to, and these coaches and teams, to me, overthinking it and just doing what's common sense on a football field.
Yeah, common sense, like we've always talked about, at least as of late, common sense isn't so right. Common anymore. Yeah, that was a pretty bizarre game. The Thursday nighter wasn't anything that we weren't expecting, right? Cleveland going out there and taking care of the Jets, and obviously a lot of really important games today going on. We got Denver. I'm sorry. We've got the Dolphins playing
Ravens.
So much? The Ravens playing the Dolphins, right? That's a huge one. That is a huge, huge football game because it's going to decide who winds up having home field, right? So, huge football game right there. Another big one in playoff positioning, right? Where the Steelers are playing the Seahawks. An interesting one with the Broncos now that they did what they did with Russ. I want to get into that with you on the other side, man. I kind of want to get your take on that. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf on the other side. We are going to talk about the Russell Wilson situation there in Denver because it got ugly pretty quick, man. That's all I can say. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
All righty, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're guiding you through it again. We do it each and every week, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So make sure you adjust your clock to hang out with us, because we enjoy giving you our thoughts and opinions on what we see in the sports world. 1-800-878-7529, those are the digits. XYZ, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion from Mike. It's going to be Dorf on Sports for me. It's going to be Facebook Dorf on Sports, and IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, so I mentioned to you before the break the whole situation with Russell Wilson getting benched there in Denver. It's been a very up and down season with him and Sean Payton, to say the least, right? The beginning of the season was pretty ugly. Then they go on this 6-3 run where they get themselves in playoff position, and they're still not even out of it. But yet they decided to basically put this guy on the bench, and we can see the writing on the wall. They don't want this guy anymore because he's making a lot of money. I don't know what to make of this. Like, I know it's a business and everything, and everyone says don't feel bad for Russell Wilson and this and that and the other. I don't know how I feel about this one right now, Mike. What kind of insight can you give me on how certain people get treated and other people get treated, and whether it's right or whether it's wrong? I don't know the answer to that, but in a weird way, I can't say the word I really want to say, but Russell is getting screwed, in my opinion, okay?
Right, and I'm right there with you. Here's how I look at it, okay? Is Russell Wilson, can he be a polarizing kind of quarterback with people, what they think of him? Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's stuff to... I mean, we've all heard the stuff about him in Seattle and that defense, those defensive guys that just thought he was a bit weird, a bit quirky, and he is, okay? But that doesn't mean that when he puts his name to a contract, he signs his name, and the organization signs their name to this contract, they are signing off going, oh, okay, we agree to all this. Now, they signed the contract before Sean Payton got there. Sean Payton made it really clear to Russell Wilson early on, hey, what you are doing with your having your private coach, your private throwing coach, quarterback coach at practice and around the organization is no more. You're not going to have your own personal like office in the locker room, because I guess that's one of the things that he did have.
And Sean said, no, we got good enough coaching here. I will be able to coach you up. You're going to be under my tutelage. So he came in and kind of shook the boat a little bit with Russell Wilson. And you see him throughout the year, Andy, and I know you've seen this, different times where Sean Payton is just crawling all over, getting on Russell Wilson's case. You know, now, is that shocking? Yeah, not necessarily, because we've seen coaches do that to their star quarterback from time to time, but we haven't seen it on a consistent basis like Sean Payton has done to Russell Wilson. Now, am I going to feel sorry for Russ because of the money? Not necessarily, but you don't treat your star quarterback the way that they are. And to put Russell Wilson in and go to him and go, hey, you know that contract that we signed as an organization and you signed? We want you to renegotiate that. Otherwise, we're going to put you on the bench. That's not going to, you know, we need you to do this. And Russ, and Russ wouldn't be the only person that did it. I think if you and I were in that situation, we'd probably choose the same route as Russ. Like, no, I'm not renegotiating everything. You guys came up with the terms. You guys came to us with the terms. We signed it. We're good to go. Now, if there's anybody out there that thinks that, you know, Jared Stidham's going to give the Denver Broncos a better shot at winning than Russell Wilson, you know, I want to have what they're having, you know, either in their drink or something else. So it's a bad situation. I think in the end, Russ gets released. They find some payout number to pay him. The cap hit for Russ next year and the year after is just massive. And if they cut him after June 1st, it goes down. But still, I mean, we're talking about a cap hit that's like in that $40 to $45 million range. And you do that over 2 years, and you got cap hits that are in, you know, $80 million, like dead cap. Like, he's not even going to be on your team.
Right.
You know, so it's a bad situation to be in. I think Russ has been treated sort of unfairly by the Denver Broncos for sure, and unprofessionally by Sean Payton. I personally think, Andy, that there is something that Sean Payton, he personally does not like Russell Wilson. There is something about Russ that Sean Payton's like, this is not my guy. I can't roll with this guy. I can't win consistently with this guy type of thing. I think there's something personal with Sean Payton in terms of how he looks at Russell Wilson. I could be totally wrong, but it's just how he's treated him, how he's called him out, you know, on a consistent basis in front of cameras and everything. Something just tells me there's something else that we're not privy to right now.
Yeah, that's probably pretty close to what is actually going on. I can tend to agree with that. And look, I don't feel bad for Russ about the money. I feel bad for Russ about the way that this is going down. It's just a weird way for a guy that's won a Super Bowl, right? And a guy that has been to Super Bowls. And I don't know. It's a weird situation where he's not a top five quarterback, okay? But I think he's right in the 10 to 15 range and right now in this current NFL. So it's like you're saying, there's got to be more to this than what we see, because at the end of the day, you know, he didn't like the fact that Russ wanted to be out there in the public and this and that and the other, right? Well, I don't know a guy.
Yeah.
I don't know a guy like Drew Brees. Was he not in the public eye, and was he not kissing babies all the time? I'm sorry, but like, I'm not sure I understand where Sean Payton is coming from with his attitude toward Russell Wilson. I'll be honest with you, because Drew Brees was doing the same thing. Drew Brees was a man of the people, man. So I think that Sean Payton got it in his head, like you're saying. I just don't like this guy. And I don't know if I can work with him because I just don't like him. And I don't know if that's what you want in your coach either. I mean, I don't know. I think we learned a lot about Sean right. Payton over the last couple of years. Like, he went in and his statement, I don't necessarily think it was wrong about the situation in Denver before he took over. Like, I don't necessarily think he was wrong about what he said sure. about Daniel Hackett. Okay? I don't really think he was wrong. But then he goes in there and he kind of screws it up in his own way. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, so what makes you better than Daniel Hackett? I'm just kind of curious. Do you know what I'm saying? And like, at the end of the day, what makes your BS better than his BS? Okay? Because at the end of the day, your BS is getting to a point where you can't stand a quarterback, and now you're putting a guy out there that absolutely doesn't give you the same opportunity to win as the guy that you just don't like. Like, dude, it's so weird, man. It's so weird on so many levels. Like, I'm sorry, but none of this makes any freaking sense to me, dude. None of it.
Yeah, no, this is, you know, in the end, the organization's going to win because, well, they're going to win from the standpoint they're going to cut him. I think they're going right. they're going to wait until June 1st. They're going to wait till June 1st, you know, because it reduces a little bit the dead cap hit. So they're going to try and save money. But at the end of the day, you know, look, the owners, the Walmart family is the owners of Denver. I mean, Walmart, the amount of money they make on a daily basis is, I mean, they can just print it, you know. So I don't know from that standpoint if it's just going to become, we just need to get this guy out of here. Like, he's not one of us, and we're going to keep Sean Payton and stuff. But you're exactly right with Drew Brees. Drew Brees was the man of the city in New Orleans during that crisis time down there after the hurricane. He 1,000%. Was kissing babies and shaking hands thousand times over. Yeah.
You're right. We got to take a break. We'll get back at this on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, for hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
For the second consecutive year, Kia America will support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with a donation for each new eligible Kia vehicle sold or leased and delivered in the U.S. between November 16, 2023 and January 2, 2024. The minimum $1.5 million donation is part of Kia's ongoing commitment to St. Jude through its Accelerate the Good charitable initiative. Last year, Kia donated $1.35 million and was named the 2023 St. Jude New Corporate Partner of the Year. Russell Wager, Vice President, Marketing.
Kia is proud to once again partner with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to drive awareness of their all-important mission and provide funds to help children who are our future have a better chance of realizing their dreams by receiving world-class care.
Since 2019, Kia has donated more than $22 million to causes which include treating childhood illness, helping to fight hunger and homelessness, and relief for victims of natural disasters. For more information on how to donate, please visit stjude.org. Sponsored by Kia America.
All righty, welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. XYZ for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Could there be a possibility that Russ goes to Chicago? I'm just throwing it out there like right now. Russ to Chicago, maybe Justin Fields to Denver. I don't know, man. I'm getting just some thoughts in my head, man. You just never know, right? Never know. Never know what could happen. If they're not happy with Justin Fields in Chicago, and I know they're not, but not sure it's all his fault, and I think they want to get rid of him too, and I don't know. You just never know. What about the Atlanta Falcons? They got problems too. Like there's definitely going to be some opportunities. Yeah. Right. Well, there you go. There's another one. Another maybe potential opportunity because they haven't done a great job of drafting quarterbacks ever since Big Ben was gone. Right. Speaking of that, man. Right. Speaking of that, your Steelers, they go to Seattle. Like this guy, in a weird way, like. You got to be a little torn on this one because I know you got some love for the Seahawks too because you're kind of just from that area of the country, right? But for whatever reason, you like the Steelers too. So, and Mason Rudolph actually looked pretty darn good for the Steelers, and Geno hasn't been all that great, and he's been in and out of the lineup. Drew Locke has been in there for him a couple times, right? Like getting it done for Pete Carroll and Seattle to keep them in the thick of things. It's an interesting ball game, don't you say?
No, I think it's going to be a fun ball game to watch. Certainly playing in Seattle. I mean, that stadium is people show up. Like, people like to go to Seahawks games up there, and it's loud. It's one of the loudest stadiums in the country, professional or college or whatever. So it'll be a fun game. We'll see if Mason Rudolph can continue what he did last week. Once again, I think the Steelers defense is going to have to kind of step up and get some pressure on the Seattle quarterback, whether it's Drew Locke, you know, or whoever it is. But I mean, that the Steelers team has kind of gone by their defense. I mean, everybody knows that they have a pretty good defense. It's the offense that under Matt Canada and now the interim OC is still continuing to struggle, in my opinion, even though look, like I said, Mason Rudolph had a very good game last week. Made some throws, got the ball to George Pickens, and he made a couple of house calls off of like slant and a deep ball. So it's one of those things where the Steelers they have to play a perfect game, literally to win. I mean, there are some teams out there who can kind of get away with not playing so well in some circuit of the game and still win. Pittsburgh's not one of those. If Pittsburgh gets the running game going tonight, then all bets are off in terms of who's going to win the game. Because if they can get that running game going somehow, that'll set up the path for them and make make the coverages slide back, be a little soft, you know. So we'll see what happens. But look, I mean, the big game in the AFC is my ultimate favorite team, the Miami Dolphins, taking on Baltimore. So, you know, they're gonna have to do without, you know, Waddle and Roster, you know, or Moser, excuse me. And so it's gonna be the challenge is there. But we'll see what Mike McDaniel can scheme up and try and do against Baltimore. I'll give you who I think's gonna win the game later in the show, obviously. But you know, Baltimore's coming off probably the biggest win of the year for them, going to San Francisco and just laying the wood to the 49ers.
Yeah, no, I was going to just talk a little bit about both of those teams. The Dolphins wind up beating, you know, the Cowboys last week, right? It was a tight ball game, but they win 22-20.
Right.
Baltimore goes to San Francisco and absolutely just manhandles the San Francisco 49ers. I think this game is huge, bro. Like, both of these teams are coming into this with so much momentum, and they're playing for so much, right? Like, this is what it's all about when you think about it. This is what makes guys make or break their season. This is how you tell the difference between who's the MVP and who's not the MVP. And both of those guys, quite frankly, you know, Tua and Lamar have both had their moments throughout the year. Like, let's give them their due. Both of these guys are quality quarterbacks, and for completely different reasons. Okay, I do think it's going to be interesting to see how Tua is able to handle things without that number two guy. We know how good Tyreek is, but if you double-team Tyreek and you don't have that threat of Mostert in your backfield and you don't have that threat of Waddle on the other side, that does make a big difference. So with that being said, a little bit of an advantage to the Ravens in the sense of they've kind of been going through this. They've had their injuries, right? Like, Odell's been in and out of that lineup. That their running backs have been in and out of that lineup, and I almost feel like they're
tight end, right?
Yeah, right. But I almost kind of feel like they've had a whole season to kind of figure out these ups and downs, and Miami in a similar way, they had the running back get hurt early, but I don't think he's really come back as good as he was before the injury, and it'll be interesting to see what he does without Mostert on the field today, right? Like, so that may give him another opportunity to really shine and showcase his ability, but this is good. Look, if the Ravens are able to get after Tua the way they got after Brock Purdy and the 49ers, I think it's going to be a really, really long day for Tua and the Dolphins, my friend. And I think the Ravens are – I think they want to show that last week was that was no aberration. That's who they are. They are a hard hitting, tough bunch of dudes that are going to go out there and make it extremely difficult for any offenses to move the ball. And then their physicality on their offensive side, whew, dude, like, I thought San Francisco was the most physical team until I saw them play the Ravens. The Ravens have taken that over, if you ask me. They are the most physical team in the NFL, Mike.
Oh, right now, yeah, they are the most physical team. And, God, you know, we talk about from time to time, Andy, you and I talk about either off air or on air, we talk about certain games and certain wins that a team gets that we talk about being a catalyst to making a deep playoff run to that magical season where you're hoisting the Lombardi trophy or the Larry O'Brien trophy in the NBA. Like, there are certain wins or certain things that happen, and, you know, God strike me down with this, but that San Francisco win that Baltimore got last week was one of those types of wins. Nobody goes into San Francisco in recent memory and just blows the tires off of San Francisco in San Francisco or in Santa Clara, however you look at it.
Right.
You know, so I think it's one of those things where that win could be a catalyst, and the league has just been put on notice.
Yeah, no, I just think that Baltimore really, really raised the bar. You know, everybody's down on Lamar when it comes to the playoffs. You know, sometimes you have to take your lumps to become something, right? And you always hear me talk about growing pains. You know, I would say that Lamar right. has had many growing pains throughout his career. And the one thing I will say about him that has never wavered, it's his confidence, bro. Like, dude, he has never wavered as far as who he thinks he is and what his abilities are. And quite frankly, man, I find that to be a really, really strong characteristic of an individual that, quite frankly, has been really scrutinized about how he throws the ball, right? Like, and quite frankly, I think the dude throws the ball great. He has a ton of zip on the ball. Does he have the best decision making at times? No. But all these guys, you could make the same argument about a Josh Allen, right? Like, Josh Allen, you hear me, I call him the turnover machine. But over the last few weeks, something has clicked with Josh Allen, right? And they're playing much better. And maybe the Buffalo Bills, they might actually be the biggest threat to the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC at this moment in time. We're going to find out how Miami stacks up, right? We're going to find out how they stack up against the Ravens. And I don't necessarily think it's going to be a great showing for the Dolphins. But they are a team that's capable. And I know that it really comes down to your quarterback being able to make great decisions at really tough moments in a ball game. Do you trust Lamar when it comes to playoff time to make the right decision? Do you trust Tua? Like, we've always trusted Patrick Mahomes because he's always shown us that he can do it. This year, I don't know if Patrick Mahomes can do it, and it's not because of him. It's because of the guys that he has right. around him. They're going to drop balls. They're going to fumble the ball. Like, something bad is going to happen because the guys he's throwing to aren't capable of making plays. I don't think that's the case when you're talking about Tua. He has guys that are so capable of making plays, right? And to me, the same thing with Lamar and his wide receivers and his running backs, they are all capable, and they're not going to make terrible mistakes. So I think we're going to be looking at maybe one of the best playoff runs like that we've ever seen, because I think I don't think the quality of the game is as good as it's been in the past. And people want to call it parody. I don't know if it's parody. I think it's bad play, bro. That's what I think. I think we have a like two, maybe four teams that are like heads and tails better than everybody else. And then you've got a bunch of mediocrity. And I don't really think it's parody. I think it's mediocrity, okay? And it's whether it's terrible quarterback play, whether it's bad coaching, going for it on fourth downs too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a laundry right. list of reasons why we're seeing such bad play on the football field. So I'm just really curious to see how these playoffs play out this year, Mike. And I want to see how guys react in the playoffs versus how they're reacting in the regular season. Because if they continue to do these bonehead type things like Detroit did last night, you're going to lose. You're going to lose in the playoffs, okay? It's that simple. You're going to lose. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Be right back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like to. Can always call us 1-800-878-7529. Can hit us up on the XYZ for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. We haven't talked about the bowl games at all. We're going to do that in the next segment or in the next at the top of the hour, next hour, Mike. We will. But I kind of want to do a quick, obviously, the national championship is coming up, right? We got a couple of big games on Monday.
Right.
The top four teams in the country are left to battle this thing out. And I just kind of wanted to get your take on the Alabama Michigan game, Texas playing Washington. What do you like? What don't you like? Who do you think's going to win?
You know, I go back and forth with Texas and Washington. Obviously, I have a little bit of bias with Washington, having seen them play in person and that kind of thing, and being a Pac-12 team as well. I think that Washington-Texas game is going to be – that could be a field goal either way with either team at the end of the day. I think if Texas can come out and kind of shut down Michael Penix a little bit in the passing game, they're gonna survive. But I think if Penix gets it going, I mean, that offense at Washington is no joke. That defense is no joke. That's why I think – because both teams have good offenses and defenses with Texas and Washington, I think that game can go either way. I think Michigan beats Alabama. But at the same time, look, if you give Nick Saban 3.5 weeks to get ready for you, anything's possible. But I expect the national championship, and I want the national championship to be Michigan and Washington.
Very nice. All right. Well, we'll discuss it a little bit more on the other side because I got some thoughts and opinions too. Be interesting to see how all these teams match up with each other. But hour one's in the books, hour two coming, a little bit on the national championship and a lot more on the NFL. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf for hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. A provision being utilized to remove former President Trump from election ballots in Maine and Colorado hasn't been used since the end of the Civil War.
The section of the 14th Amendment that will be in question before the U.S. Supreme Court regarding Trump was used to prevent former Confederate sympathizers from running for federal or state elected office after they started the American Civil War. At issue here in the present will be the precise definition of insurrection and whether that is what the high court saw happen on January 6, 2021, after Trump had spent months publicly discounting the results of the 2020 presidential election. I'm Ryan Daniels.
An agreement has been made to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve by acquiring 3 million barrels of oil. However, according to Texas energy industry analyst Jay Young, this is merely a small contribution.
I think it'll be anytime soon that we're going to fill the strategic reserves, which we can cross our fingers and do all we can just to hope that we don't need that oil in the future.
He expresses concern that given OPEC's reduction in production, we may experience challenges at the gas pump. The Biden administration utilized the reserves last year to manage oil prices in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The NYPD states that there are no specific credible threats against the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry outlines what attendees can expect.
We will be guided into one of our pens where our police officers will be there. They will be wanding everyone for safety. Just a reminder, again, no backpacks, no duffel bags, large packages, no alcohol. These are all prohibited items.
Additionally, officials mentioned that officers are preparing for potential protesters related to the Israel-Hamas war and will work to keep them on the perimeter of the event. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Hamas is reportedly nearing an agreement for a second hostage swap with Israel, with Qatari negotiators indicating that Hamas has agreed in principle to a deal involving a temporary ceasefire. The proposed exchange would entail 40 Israeli hostages for an undisclosed number of Palestinian prisoners held in Israel. While one government official views it as a positive development, another unnamed official notes that Israel is awaiting further details for the final negotiations. If you fancy yourself a burger aficionado, plan your trip to Sioux Falls, South Dakota now.
Monday, the start of an annual burger competition that runs through the end of January. 37 burgers competing for the title of the Downtown Burger Battle with flavors like Star Spangled Burger, The Spice is Right, The Wagulicious, The Smoky Cow Tipper, and The Root Beer Float Burger. I'm Corey Myers.
In the upcoming new year, many Americans are prioritizing stress reduction over gym attendance, as revealed in a survey by Stop & Shop. The survey indicates that 39% of respondents aim to reduce stress in 2024, while 27% express a desire to return to the gym. The top resolution for the majority, at 58%, is focused on adopting healthier eating habits. Despite 51% planning to celebrate the New Year's with champagne, 46% intend to participate in Dry January, committing to abstain from alcohol for the entire month. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the XYZ. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports. Week 17 of the NFL is here. We know that. National championship games coming on Monday. And then obviously the following week on that Monday, you'll have the championship game. So we're going to do a little bit of the college breakdown. And then you and I are really going to break down what's happening in the NFL. So week 17 is here, my friend. And big games ahead of us today. None more big than the Dolphins and the Ravens, my friend. So exciting time to be watching NFL football, right?
Yeah, it's exactly what that is, an exciting time to watch football, whether it's college football or pro football. I mean, there's big games in the next few weeks on both levels, but on professional level, I don't think it gets any bigger than Miami and Baltimore today.
Yeah, That'll be a terrific game to be watching this afternoon. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk a little bit about the national championship stuff, and then we'll get into the NFL. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, for hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Craving a guilt-free snack? Check out 100calsnacks.com for a treat that's 100% natural and free from added sugars. These surprisingly filling snacks are a tasty blend of low carbs, high protein, and fiber. And if the taste doesn't win you over, we'll give you your money back. Visit 100calsnacks.com. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Indulge in a superfood packed energy boost for just 100 calories. That's right, the tastiest and most nutritious guilt-free goodness is at 100calsnacks.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
All righty. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We're guiding you through this like we always do from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Appreciate you checking us out. Appreciate you indulging. Appreciate you chiming in here and there. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, or I'm sorry, XYZ. I can't get it out of my head. Pigskin Opinion for him. It's Dorf on Sports for me. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, dude, I want to break this down real quickly, and then I want to get into our NFL, obviously, okay? But we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the national championship games, the Final Four that are there. We did a quick thing in the intro. Alabama, Michigan, Texas, Washington. Your dream is for Michigan and Washington. I believe that's what you said. We'll see how things actually transpire out there on the football field. I think I'd like to see Alabama get there. And it's for one reason, okay? Somehow they catapulted themselves into this, right? And a lot of people were disappointed that Florida State wasn't there, and Florida State decided to not play any of their guys against Georgia, right? So we saw what happened to Florida State, and at the end of the day, maybe they shouldn't have been in this party at all anyway, but whatever. It is what it is. They were undefeated, but you get what my point is. Okay, so now that we got this Final Four the way we got it, in a weird way, it almost feels like Alabama's got to get to the national championship game to me for this to make sense to people, okay? So with that being said, I've been very impressed with Milroe throughout, you know, the later part of the season, and I think that Alabama is absolutely going to give Michigan all kinds of fits. So I think that that's a really, really interesting game, and I think that that's why when you look at that line, Mike, 1.5, they really think it's anybody's ball game, and I do too, okay? On the other side, Texas and Washington, look, Texas, well, they beat Alabama early in the season, right? And they've got all kinds of confidence, and everybody pushed them and wanted them to be in this game. And Washington was that team that made it out of the pack for the final time, by the way, no more Pac-12. And Washington has this interesting mix of their offense, and then their defense can get after you a little bit too. Texas being favored in this game, honestly, bro, I find that almost disrespectful to Washington, okay? So, you know, like Baltimore Ravens felt like they were disrespected, and we saw what they did in Santa Clara, right? So if Washington feels disrespected here and they're playing in Louisiana at the Superdome, right, on a fast track, dude, I think Washington could be dangerous as all hell, bro. So I think we have really intriguing matchups in the sense of, I think Alabama and Michigan, I think that could be one of those really low-scoring games. And then I look at Texas and Washington, and I say, whoa, maybe there's fireworks in this game, and this could be like a 34-31 game, something like that, okay? So I think it's two different games, quite frankly. Like, Alabama, Michigan is going to be slow. It's going to be ugly. I think Texas and Washington could potentially be a track meet. That's my humble opinion. And I think in a track meet, I don't know. I think Washington's dangerous, bro. I really do. And I think they're dangerous in the sense of they're the number two team in the country, and Texas is actually favored, bro. Like, come on, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Like, Michigan, at least they're the number one team, and they're favored by 1.5 against Alabama. So, again, I think there's some disrespect here for the Washington team. And I think that they're going to use that as motivation. And quite frankly, all season long, they had little things that they used for motivation. I wouldn't mind seeing Alabama play Washington. I guess that's what I'm trying to tell you. And then in that case, I'd love to see Washington win, because what a way for the Pack to go out, right? Like, think about that. What a way for the Pack to go out. You'd wind up going out as the national champion the last time you play the Pac-12. I think that'd be pretty cool. I don't think there's a better story finish than that. What say you?
I have thought that this whole time during the bowl season, when they were picking the teams, I'm like, man, if Washington can just get in, get to the dance. And when they announced it, my first thought, Andy, was what you just said. You're going to put Washington and Texas inside in a dome. And with the weapons that Washington has on the outside and they're tied in, this could be dangerous for Texas. And, you know, and vice versa. But I do agree that this, the Texas-Washington game has that feel of, yeah, track meet. Like you said, 34-31. I was thinking like, you know, 40-35, 40-37, you know. So we weren't too far off. And Washington will use that as a bit of motivation, being the underdog, but being the higher ranked team, because all they have to do is just think back to the Pac-12 championship game when they were, what were they? They were like a 9-point dog to the Oregon Ducks.
Yeah, it made no sense.
And people thought Oregon, right, made no sense. And Oregon, you know, a lot of people picked Oregon. And rightfully so, based on how the Ducks were playing. They were just mauling everybody offensively. But Washington said, oh, yeah, we beat you one time. We can beat you again. And that's exactly what they did in Las Vegas a few weeks ago. So Washington's going to be ready to play. And I'm telling you right now, Andy, if for some reason Washington can win the Natty and get the final national championship for the Pac-12, I'm going to be just so happy and just grinning ear to ear and just wanting to give everybody in the Big Ten and the SEC the finger for a year for, you know, for the dismantling of the Pac-12. I mean, that's kind of what all this has kind of come down to. But in the other game, you hit the nail on the head. This is going to be it's going to be ugly. It's going to be whose offensive line and defensive line can impose their will, who can get to the quarterback. It's going to be a rough and tough game by two rough and tough football programs in Michigan and Alabama. I personally think that Alabama's going to have something special. Saban's going to have something schemed up, you know, defensively, and his offensive coach is going to have something. Bill O'Brien's going to have something schemed up. I do actually give Alabama a very good chance in this game. I think, you know, in my dream matchup, it would be Michigan, Big Ten, Pac-12, you know, kind of deal. Michigan better be on upset alert. They better not be taking Alabama lightly. I don't think they are by any stretch, but they better come to play or Alabama's going to just bully them all over the field.
So real quickly before we take a break, and then obviously we'll get into NFL, coaching obviously plays a big factor in what may or may not happen. Two of the best minds in football going at it, right, with Nick Saban and Jim Harbaugh. And we can say what we want about Jim Harbaugh and the stealing of signs and this and that and the other, but that's a heavyweight matchup, you know. And then the other side is pretty solid too, Sark and the guy from Washington. Like, these are the top coaches in the country for the most part, yes or no?
Absolutely. I mean, you can probably throw Kirby Smart from Georgia in there, but sure, you know, sure. Out of the four, these are four great coaches. And don't take anything away from Kalen DeBoer up there at Washington. He's going to have something for Texas as well that Texas hasn't seen on tape. And DeBoer's win percentage overall as a coach, and since the time he got to Washington, it's insane. It's like 88% or something. I mean, it's just a nutty kind of stat in terms of wins. This guy knows how to win. His team has figured out how to win, and they expect to win. All four of these teams are that same way. So I think for the last four team playoff, it's going to be fun to watch. But, you know, next year we got 12 teams, and as I was talking to the Oregon coach yesterday, Dan Lanning, at the Fiesta Bowl media day, he goes, we were going there anyways. Like, this should have been like a 12-team playoff a long time ago. And he goes, I don't know why, but he goes, we'll get it figured out next year. And who knows after that, maybe it goes to, he even said to me, Andy, maybe it goes to 16 or 20 teams in a college football playoff. And I go, well, we'll just put everybody in the mix at the end like the college basketball does with 68 teams. You know, he kind of laughed at it. But, you know, according to Dan Lanning, this is where we're headed the whole time.
Look, it's absolutely true, because at the end of the day, man, nobody's ever happy. Nobody's satisfied with this arrangement that we have right now, okay? So ultimately, yes, something needed to change. They're going to make a change. We'll see if it's enough, you know, six teams. I don't know, man. Maybe it should be eight. Maybe it should be 12. But after that, I think it gets a little bit too much. So, anyways, I hear the music. We got to take a quick pause for the calls. We'll do that. We'll come back and we'll rap about the NFL, man. Enough with this college stuff. But Woo. Take a deep breath, man. Week 17 is here. We got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
All righty. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf are here with you today. Like we always are, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clocks the right way so you can check us out. Looks like Ja'Marr Chase may give it a go today in Kansas City against the Chiefs is what I'm seeing right there. It's been a while since he's been able to get out on the field and help Jake Browning and the Cincinnati Bengals. So that would be a big lift for them. And Kansas City hasn't been playing all that great as of late, as we know. Patriots and the Bills play today, the Falcons and the Bears. The Raiders and the Colts, Rams and the Giants, Cardinals and the Eagles, Saints and the Buccaneers, 49ers and the Commanders. I just like saying it that way. I don't know why. Panthers and the Jaguars, and then you got the Dolphins and the Ravens, Titans playing the Texans, Steelers and the Seahawks, Chargers and the Broncos, Bengals and the Chiefs, like I just talked about, and then my Green Bay Packers playing that Sunday nighter against the Minnesota Vikings in Minneapolis. And then there will be no Monday night game. We all know that because obviously it's the college showcase, college football showcase on Monday. Anyways, brother. Okay. So a couple things I wouldn't mind diving into before we break down what we think happens in the games today. Bill Belichick going up against Josh Allen. Josh Allen's been a lot better as of late. Buffalo is a huge favorite in this game today. This is like one of those games, if you ask me, where this could be a real big momentum type game, because you're playing the Patriots today, right? And the Dolphins are playing the Ravens. This would really make Week 18 very, very intriguing and exciting to see if somehow, some way, the Bills might not only make the playoffs, but still win that division, right, Mike? So to me, that, and Bill Belichick probably doesn't want to make it easy on Josh Allen, right? Like, we've watched him the last few weeks. They've made it pretty difficult on teams to get by them, even though they're not very good. And then they've come up with a couple of crazy victories where we didn't think they would. How intrigued are you to see Josh Allen go up against Bill Belichick and this lousy Patriot team that can only play spoiler at this point?
Look, any team that's going to be coached by Bill Belichick, you have to take seriously, no matter whether they have 4 wins or 12 wins at this point in the season. Belichick, we all know, he's going to try and take away the best thing that you do. So he's going to try and take away the deep threat for Buffalo, in my opinion. You know, and double who he has to double, make life miserable for Josh Allen, make him start running around a little bit, maybe get a couple of shots in on Josh Allen early. It's certainly going to be one of those matchups where if they get the pressure on Allen, to me, it's only a matter of time before Allen throws a pick. And then if he throws a couple of picks, then we're off to the races in terms of, you know, whether the Patriots are going to be able to win the game or not. So it's an interesting matchup from that point of view. I fully expect Buffalo to win this game, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think. Right.
Sure. All right. Raiders and Colts. The Raiders might have found their dude, right? This Aiden O'Connell guy, he's okay, man. And then Gardner on the other side, we love Gardner. Like, we love the guy in general, okay? But he's been a little bit up and down as of late. And Pittman's been on and off the field. I think he's active today. That'll help them a lot. But I'm impressed with this Antonio Pierce-led Raider team, bro. And quite frankly, this is a big matchup because one of these teams is potentially going to get knocked out after today. Raiders still have a chance. They got to win out, right? They need a little bit of help. But in general, I think this is another very intriguing matchup today, and for many reasons. Like, the Colts are probably a little bit better than we thought they would be. We thought Richardson would be the guy, but he wound up getting hurt early, and then Gardner came in and filled in pretty well, and they've had their ups and downs with their running back situation. The Raiders have – dude, it got bad, bro. It got really bad. But somehow, some way, they've weathered the storm, and Antonio Pierce is huge. Like, how much credit do you give him, and do you think the Raiders have a shot, yes or no?
Raiders certainly have a shot at winning this game. Look, you got two teams that are still kind of in the mix, and like you said, someone's going to get knocked out more than likely after all the games are completed today. So both these teams have to play with their hair on fire. And like they're already in the playoffs. This is a playoff game for the Colts and the Raiders. And to talk about Antonio Pierce, now there's not a lot of Arizona State alumni that really want to say anything good about him because, you know, that's a different discussion for a different day. But he's lit the fire in Vegas under these guys, and it makes me just – I am so certain that they just gave up on McDaniel. Like, they said, we're tired of this guy. They bring Pierce in. He's a player's coach. He's a former player, so he knows what it's like to be a player in the league and deal with stuff. They've united under Antonio Pierce, and it's been fun to see. And I think whoever in this game can play with their hair on fire and just play with that sense of urgency is going to win the game.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Okay, I want to get in two more before we take the break, and then we obviously break down the games of what we think will happen today. Saints are playing the Buccaneers, and it's for the division. If the Buccaneers can win this one, they got the division. And quite frankly, Baker Mayfield has been all right, brother. He's been okay, man. Like, seriously, hard to fill Tom Brady's shoes, right? And this guy's come in and figured a way to get them on the winning side of things. They're 8-7. The Saints are 7-8. This is a huge game for Baker and the Buccaneers. I think Evans, I think Godwin, I think those guys go out there and that's a tough tandem to deal with, my friend. And Baker, with the confidence that he has right now, I like this Buccaneer team to win that division. I think the Saints had their ups and their downs, their quarterback situation, this, that, and the other, Kamara on and off the field, just a little too much for them to handle. But I've been impressed with Baker and this Tampa Bay team. What say you?
Well, you have to tip your cap to Baker and this Tampa Bay team. I got Tampa Bay winning this game too. I mean, once again, you're dealing with two teams. And I don't have the playoff picture right in front of me right now, but I mean, I believe both these teams are still mathematically alive for the playoffs. So
yes.
Once again, we were just talking about the Raiders and the Colts playing with that sense of urgency and playing like today's a playoff game. These two teams have to play like they're in the playoffs, and it's one and done, because more than likely, as with the other game, one of these teams is probably eliminated from the playoffs today. So they gotta bring the pressure. They gotta make the plays, players on both teams. So I think, yeah, I mean, this is a game that could be fun to watch.
How impactful will C.J. Stroud returning to the Texans be for them against the Titans, who got that they lost last week, but it was an intriguing game with them in Seattle, and the Texans have obviously struggled since C.J. Stroud went to the Pine to get healthy. So how big is his return for the Texans?
Massive, because they were winning with him, and he was starting to figure it out in terms of being in this league and being a winning quarterback. I think seeing their leader back underneath center and back on the field for the Texans is going to be a huge inspiration, and I think the Texans win today's game.
Yeah, I agree, man. All right, brother, we got through that pretty well. So on the other side, we'll go through our game analysis and our game picks. So listen closely, because quite frankly, I'm pretty good at this, people. I'm number one in my pool for pick'ems, so I love it. Anyway, we got to take a break. Back to our picks. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair, And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
For the second consecutive year, Kia America will support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with a donation for each new eligible Kia vehicle sold or leased and delivered in the U.S. between November 16, 2023 and January 2, 2024. The minimum $1.5 million donation is part of Kia's ongoing commitment to St. Jude through its Accelerate the Good charitable initiative. Last year, Kia donated $1.35 million and was named the 2023 St. Jude New Corporate Partner of the Year. Russell Wager, Vice President, Marketing.
Kia is proud to once again partner with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to drive awareness of their all-important mission and provide funds to help children who are our future have a better chance of realizing their dreams by receiving world-class care.
Since 2019, Kia has donated more than $22 million to causes which include treating childhood illness, helping to fight hunger and homelessness, and relief for victims of natural disasters. For more information on how to donate, please visit stjude.org. Sponsored by Kia America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're coming at you, people. This is when we break down what we think happens in the NFL games. And like I told you, I'm not too bad at this, people. I'm leading my pick'em pool that I'm in by about 8 points or so. And there's about 40 people in this thing. So it's not like I'm just... doing this with Mike. We do it together here, but it's all for fun, man. It's all for fun. Okay, so we got the Bill Belichick Patriots playing the Buffalo Bills led by Josh Allen. I think it's an interesting matchup. However, I think the Bills are going one way, and I think the Patriots are going another. I'm going to take the Bills, man, and I know you said you thought it might be closer than we think. It might be close for a while, but I think the Bills do pull away and somehow win this game by at least two scores. Not necessarily the double digits, the two touchdowns plus, but I do think that they have the ability to open this game up quite a bit and win this game by a couple of scores. I got the Bills.
Got the Bills for much of the same reason. I do think this is like a 6 to 8 point game, but I got the Bills in the end because they got something to play for and New England doesn't.
Falcons play the Bears. Falcons, I guess, are still playing for something because they're 7-8, and they could have a little help, I guess, if somehow, some way, Saints win that game. You got three teams, right, that could be potentially tied at 8-8, making Week 18 really, really fun and interesting. But there's something I like about this Justin Fields kid who – nobody seems to like in Chicago, and they want to get the guy the hell out of there. I like him. I think he's going to go somewhere, and I think he's going to be successful. I'm going to take the Bears to get it done against a Falcons team that I flat out just don't trust, whether they're at home or on the road. I got the Bears winning this one, but it will be tight. It'll be a close game.
I have the Bears as well, and I think this is just, you know, job auditioning for Justin Fields. Anymore, but I think the Bears kind of sneak up and bite them. And like you said, I don't trust the Falcons as far as I can throw them right now. So, yeah, the Bears at home.
And their defense, by the way, the Bears' defense really isn't that bad, man. So as bad as they think it is in Chicago, it could be worse. Like, truth be told, it could be worse, okay? Raiders playing the Colts. We talked about this a little bit. We talked about the matchup. O'Connell's done a great job for the Raiders. I think they maybe have found their guy, the kid from Purdue. And the Colts, they've obviously had to play a little bit of musical quarterbacks, musical running backs, this, that, and the other. I think I'm going to take the Raiders to sneak it out on the road, my friend. I think the Raiders have a great shot at getting this game, and Antonio Pierce will wind up getting that job for the Las Vegas Raiders. So I'm going to keep it rolling. I'm going to take the Raiders, man, to get the W on the road against the Colts.
You know, this is a game to me that can go either way. I'm gonna roll with my buddy Gardner Minshew, and I think the Colts get it done in the dome today.
All righty, Rams play the Giants. Tyrod Taylor will be getting the start there for the Giants. Stafford has been pretty solid over the last few weeks. The Rams have been pretty solid over the last few weeks. Their defense is pretty solid. They got two really good wide receivers. I'm going to take the Rams, man. I think the momentum is going their way. I like them. I'm going to take the Rams on the road today.
Oh, I'm going to take the Rams for the exact same reasons you just mentioned, Andy. They're just playing better. They got something to play for. They're professionals. So when they got something to play for, they're all in. So let's go Rams.
Eagles have the Cardinals on the docket, and I think the only thing really interesting about this game is obviously Gannon, the coach of the Cardinals, was with the Eagles. There's some familiarity there. However, I think the Eagles just have too much talent, and they're just a better football team than the Cardinals at this point, who've only won three games. Eagles still playing for quite a bit. However, they're probably not going to be the top seed. It is what it is. They're capable of getting out of the NFC, though. I got the Eagles taking care of the Cardinals today.
For the same reasons you mentioned, I think this is not going to be a contest. I think this is over early, and I got the Eagles today in a big win.
All righty. So we're at the Saints and the Buccaneers. We talked about Baker. We talked about the Bucs. We talked about the Saints. We talked about their ups and their downs. I like the way the Buccaneers are playing right now, and I think they're going to wind up being a tough out in the playoffs if they make it. And today will be a big reason why they make the playoffs, because they can clinch the division with a win. So a lot to be playing for in Tampa. I'm going to take the Buccaneers to get it done and get the division today.
Same with me. I got the Buccaneers winning today, and I actually think they win rather comfortably. I'm not saying this is like a 30-point blowout, but they win by a couple of touchdowns.
49ers are playing the Commanders, and the Commanders have been abysmal. They need to make some changes, let's be honest, right? Like, there needs to be some house cleaning in Washington after this season, or Maryland, wherever it is. You get my point, whatever. Bottom line is they represent the nation's capital, okay? So the Commanders have a lot of things to work on throughout the offseason. I think they need new coaching. I think they need a lot of things. Sam Howell, I don't think he's the guy. They probably need to go out and get a quarterback, this, that, and the other. You know, sometimes you see certain games on your docket, and you're like, oh, thank God we get to kind of get a little bit better after this one. And I think that's the way the 49ers will feel after a tough loss against the Baltimore Ravens, where I think they got banged up. I think they got bruised. I think they got beaten a little bit. Get healthy against the Commanders. I like the San Francisco 49ers today.
Oh, this is 49ers all day. The last thing the Commanders needed to see was a ticked off San Francisco 49er offense and defense coming at them. And I think they're going to pay the price today. I think the Niners win big.
All right. Panthers are playing the Jaguars. C.J. Beathard will be the starter for the Jaguars today. Bryce Young has struggled all season long. This is do or die for the frickin' Jaguars, man. Like, you can't lose to the Panthers today, my friends. I don't care who the hell the quarterback is. So for that reason alone, the Jaguars have to get this victory, my friend. If you lose this game, it's embarrassing beyond embarrassing. Again, I don't care who the starting quarterback is for you, because your starting quarterback, no matter who he is, has more experience than the quarterback on the other side. So the Jaguars, if you want to save any face for this season because people had high hopes for you, you better win today. I'm going to take the Jaguars in a must-win situation.
I'm just going to say ditto because you took all my lines I was going to use there, Andy, with the Jaguars. So, yeah, I mean, this is absolutely do or die. You cannot lose to this team. You have to go out, step on them early, and just keep your foot on their throat and come out with a W today. I got the Jaguars winning this.
All right, this is a fun one. Dolphins playing the Ravens. We know how well the Ravens looked in Santa Clara against the 49ers. Like, in all honesty, you're trying to avoid a letdown after such a great performance. However, the stakes are extremely high, right? Like, they're so high that if you're not focused and ready to play today, I think you got a problem. I think the Ravens continue to flex their muscles, my friend. I think they beat up this Dolphins team that struggles against teams that have a winning record. I know they beat the Dallas Cowboys, but the Ravens are not the Cowboys. The Ravens are a lot more physical. I think Lamar is playing with a serious chip on his shoulder. People don't believe in him. I think the Ravens come out the same way they came out against the 49ers. They play a whale of a football game, and they continue their dominance over teams. I like the Ravens today. I think they play a very impressive football game. Again, going to be a little difficult for Tua. Doesn't have Waddle, doesn't have Mostert, but that makes a big difference. I like the Ravens, my friend.
Oh, no, I have the Ravens, and I am Miami through and through, but I know what my team is up against today. They're up against a team that wants to make another statement because, look, these are two teams. You know, we talked about a Super Bowl matchup possibly between San Francisco and Baltimore last week. These two teams could meet in the playoffs another time, and to have kind of one up on the other team, knowing that you beat them, is going to be a big motivating factor for either team. But with Miami not having Mostert and not having Waddle, I think that's going to be a major difference today, like you said. And I got Baltimore winning this game today.
Titans playing the Texans, the return of CJ Stroud. Ryan Tannehill probably going for the Titans again. I like the Texans, man. I think that CJ Stroud, like you were saying earlier, was starting to figure things out before he got hurt. We know he's an NFL quarterback. I think they love his return and they perform well. I like the Texans today.
No, simply put, it's going to be the Texans all day today. Having CJ Stroud, inspiration. He's their quarterback. He's their guy. Let's go. Let's get in the playoffs. Let's keep us in the playoff hunt. Yeah, no, I got the Texans all day today.
Steelers and Seahawks. I think that the Seahawks got a really nice win on the road against the Titans last week. It was a tough, ugly, well-fought-out, hard football game. I think it's going to be similar against the Steelers. Like, this is going to be an ugly football game, probably not that many points, a lot of defense. And I think the Seahawks with the 12th man and Pete Carroll and Kenneth Walker and Geno and the rest of the guys, DK Metcalf, who's banged up, I think they come in. I think they play a great game. I think the Seahawks are going to win, man. I like them. I take the Seahawks at home.
No, I have the Seahawks at home, too. You know, I know it's not called CenturyLink anymore, but that stadium's a tough place to play. It's going to be loud. The weather's going to be bad. Not that Pittsburgh's, you know, not used to bad weather, but I think Pittsburgh's just on a trajectory where this could be the first losing season for Mike Tomlin and the quarterback. I don't expect another game like last week for Mason Rudolph. So we'll see what happens. But in the end, the Seahawks win this game.
Chargers and Broncos, another interesting matchup of backup quarterbacks. And you know what? I don't know who to take here, to be quite honest with you. I might take the Chargers just because their quarterback that's been in there has a little more familiarity than the Denver guy that they're throwing out here for the first time. I'm just going to throw a dart here. I'm going to take the Chargers for whatever the hell reason. Although, you know what? That's crazy. Hold on. That's crazy. I'm taking Denver. No way. I'm not taking the Chargers. I can't. They were coached by Brandon Staley. So at the end of the day, I can't take them. I got to take the Denver Broncos no matter what. I got the Broncos, man.
Yeah, I was always going to go with the Broncos for no other reason but they're at home. Familiarity with a backup quarterback at home is a lot better than it would be on the road. So I'm going to ride with the Broncos today.
Bengals and Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are in a must-win situation here too. I think the Bengals have shown us their best. It's gone. I'm sorry, but Jake Browning isn't as good as our guy Joey Big Game, and I think the Chiefs are going to figure out a way to win an ugly football game. I'll take the Chiefs in a tight one.
Yeah, I got the Chiefs today too. Obviously, the key is can the receivers for the Chiefs catch the ball. You know, that's been the biggest, I think, one of the biggest issues for them. But I got Kansas City today. I don't trust the Chargers at all.
All right, final game. Packers playing the Vikings. Packers without Jair Alexander for being an idiot the last game. Now there's talk about him being off the team, this, that, and the other. I think they're playing a guy by the name of Jared Hall as their quarterback for the Vikings. Dude, this is crazy, but I think I'm going to take the Vikings at home. I just don't believe in my Packers anymore.
Yeah, I'm going to take the home team in this. I got the Vikings winning this game.
All right, we got through it, my friend. On the other side, we do what we always do. It's called Parting Shots. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Okay, people, before we get out of here and do our parting shots, you can always follow us and check us out on the XYZ. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend, it's your turn. Parting shot time. You are up.
Look, everybody, it is week 17 in the NFL. We got big games, playoff positioning. Just get your nachos, get your soda, get your popcorn, whatever you eat or whatever you enjoy, and just sit back and watch the games. And let's not forget about the college kids. We got the college football playoff going on too, so let's get to it, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Good one. All right, so week 17 is here, only 2 weeks left. Jockeying for playoff position. Some teams are going to find themselves still in the thick of things. Some teams are going to find themselves on the outside looking in. That's what it's all about, man. We find out who the contenders are versus who the pretenders are. I love it, man. This is where we're at in the season. It doesn't get much better than this. And then, like you said, national championship Monday. It's a big college football day. No NFL on Monday this week. No NFL on next Monday because we showcase those college kids. I'm hoping for a really, really good outcome, and I want to see Alabama playing Washington. For Mike Wilson, for Robert, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.